Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, so we're starting a new topic for the week, and in fact, this is a brand new series. Through the next few months, we're going to be studying a series called Jesus Is. We're going to be looking at the identity of Jesus, who he is, based on some of the key stories in the Bible about him. We've just come through the busy Christmas season, when a store like this was awfully busy, and a common thing that happens here is parents losing track of their children, even just for a split second. They turn away and realize their child has run off to go and check out some toy or another. Well, this week we're going to study a story from the Bible where Jesus actually went missing from his parents. It's going to help us see that Jesus is human, that Jesus was a boy who grew up like other children in many, many ways, with some key differences. Now, the title of this week, Jesus is Human, could actually be a little surprising to you, just because of its finality. When all we say is Jesus is human, it sounds like we're saying that's all he is. Well, we're going to explore this week how that's not all he is, but it's part of who he is. That Jesus truly is and was a human who walked on this earth. Now, when we say Jesus is human, very few people would actually disagree with the idea that a man lived about 2,000 years ago in the first century AD who was named Jesus of Nazareth. Many historians in Jesus' day and shortly after actually recorded some evidence about Jesus, which certainly suggests he was a real person who existed. Some historians who were not even Christians, who had nothing vested in this whole Jesus movement, recorded these things about him as well. Here are just a few of the things that were said by secular, non-Christian historians about Jesus. Jesus was from Nazareth and lived a wise and virtuous life. Jesus was crucified in Palestine under Pontius Pilate during the reign of Tiberius Caesar at Passover time, having been considered a Jewish king. Jesus was believed by his disciples to have died and risen again from the dead 3 days later. Jesus' enemies acknowledged that he performed unusual feats they called sorcery. Jesus' small band of disciples multiplied quickly, spreading as far as Rome. And the timings, locations, and circumstances of these stories all match the Bible's accounts. Now, like I said, few people, even academic historians, would argue with that idea today, that Jesus was an actual person who existed. And so, the surprising part would be if that was all he was, because all these claims were being made about him, and the greatest claim of all was that his followers believed he was the Son of God, God himself, in human flesh here on earth. That was the boldest, most surprising and challenging claim of all, because that means that Jesus wasn't just human, although he was human, would mean he's much more. Well, thankfully we have the rest of the series to learn about that, and this week we can focus in just on Jesus is human. Before we get to the rest of the week, though, here's a question for you to think about and hopefully discuss with some friends, neighbors, family members. That's what Redeem the Commute is all about, not doing this stuff alone, but joining with a small group of people to discuss what you're learning. So here's your question for today. Have you ever met a famous or legendary person? Were you at all surprised to just kind of find out how normal they were? Or did they remain aloof and distant?